Before we move on to hearing about the possibility of amputating Shawnee's arm, we want to share a document that came to light after this recording was made. And now that you've heard Shawnee tell us about his plane losing its wing as it was being fired upon, and Shawnee's struggle to use his parachute as the plane was going down, I want you to know there were other pilots watching Shawnee's plane take the direct hit, and they did not see a parachute open. So the father of Shawnee, David Stewart, received a missing in action letter from the Army, which reads as follows. And I remind you that Shawnee went by his first name, Milton, in the military. The letter is dated 21 April 1945, comes from headquarters, 409th Bombardment Group. Dear Mr. David Stewart, it is with a sincere regret that I pass on to you the fact that your son, Staff Sergeant Milton S. Stewart, has been reported missing in action. Milton and his pilot, John F. Bell, Jr., took off on April 16, 1945, for Zerbst, Germany, just 60 miles southwest of Berlin. The target was a well-fortified strong point, and the flak was very heavy. Milton's plane received a direct hit, which blew off the wing. As the plane fell, no parachutes were seen to open, and the plane was observed to hit the ground and exploded. They were just seconds away from the target when the plane was hit. Milton was getting to be an old-timer in our group and was well-liked by all the officers and enlisted men who knew him. His squadron commander, Major Joseph J. May, said if he could pick his combat gunners, he would want them all to be just like Milton Stewart. He was a good gunner with any pilot and liked to fly. John Bell, Jr. was one of the best formation flyers in our group, and they were on Bell's 28th combat mission. Your son was always a willing worker and liked to work and help out as an operations clerk. He often talked of his family and of his future plans and going back to college. Milton was a clean-cut, well-disciplined soldier, a good organizer, and took a very active part in squadron athletics and functions. He's been a great asset to our country and in bringing about the peace we all desire. May I add my hopes to yours in this much dreaded and anxious time of writing. Please feel free to write for any additional information you may desire. Most sincerely, Thomas R. Ford, Colonel Air Corps, Commanding. It's hard to imagine the feelings that went through Shawnee's father's mind and in those coming days, because more than likely they thought they had lost their son. But we can only imagine the joy that David Stewart felt when he received news that his son, Milton Shawnee Stewart, was alive. We wanted to share that document with you, and now we continue with Shawnee's story as he talks about his experience at an amputation hospital.